Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Remember, no throwing anything. 720 WGN, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is the food fight. I'm John, and I'm assuming that's Ashley.
I'm here.
You're there. She's there. I'm here. And tonight, potato salad versus what?
The baked potato.
Oh, the baked potato. Ooh, right, the baked potato. You are the baked potato.
The crowd goes wild.
Indeed, I can hear them. Because they're half baked. But, you know, there's, yeah, you're baked potato. I like baked potatoes. I'm potato salad. I took potato salad as the one I'm fighting for because, sort of a nostalgia thing. You know, my mom made potato salad. And we had a
did
lot
she
more
make German potato salad? Or did
no.
She make, like,
no.
Oh.
No. No, no, no. In fact, well, you want to go first as to all the positive things about the baked potato? I mean, you know, it's a good thing.
I mean, I'm not
doubting that, right?
I have to say I do love a potato salad also. So,
right.
You know, when I was doing my research, there were things that popped up, you know, talking about how potatoes are used for many different things. And potato salad came up and there was a whole section about different types of potato salad. And I was like, oh, now I want to make potato salad. But I'm going to be focusing on the baked potato today, but I will say the potato had to walk before the baked potato could run.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that statement?
I love it.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people associate the potato with Ireland due to the Great Famine, you know,
mm-hmm.
Not a great time in history for the potato or for the Irishman. But that happened in the 19th century. But potatoes were actually discovered in South America, specifically Peru, which that was something I learned today. I guess I never took the time to ever Google where potatoes originated from because, you know, we have the Idaho potato. Idaho here is known for potatoes, as we all know here in the United States. But no, the potato actually dates back thousands of years back to the Andes region of South America, and the Incas were the first known cultivators of this vegetable. There's actually a fun fact that there are more than 4,000 varieties of Peruvian potatoes, which I think is insane. 4,000, according to this random website, I guess, that I was reading earlier. But the Peruvian, they did have a type of baked potato sort of thing, but it was a little bit different. It's a similar idea, but theirs was actually a sweet potato that they baked, and then they put a bunch of different seasonings and things that Peru was known for. But the baked potato, we're pivoting now to the baked potato, it has ties to a very famous railway. So here we go. Colonizers brought baked potatoes from South America, as I mentioned, to Europe, and then eventually to America in the 1600s. Now, Idaho wouldn't have this vegetable introduced to the land for another two centuries, and even then, Idaho potatoes were originally grown to just feed animals, farm animals. But it wasn't until 1908 that the baked potato as we know it today would be discovered. So after more than 30 years of construction, the Northern Pacific Railway finally reached Idaho, and there were a bunch of railway workers that were flocking to the state and building these tracks. So after exhausting physical labor, what did these people eat? You know,
yeah.
You had to feed all these people at
right.
a discounted rate because it cost money to feed people. So this mm-hmm. is where the Idaho baking potato came into place. So basically, they took these russet potatoes that are not necessarily known for their flavor. So you have this plain potato canvas that could be dressed with literally anything you could think of, and that's what makes the potato, the baked potato, so great, because you could put chives, cheddar, sour cream, bacon, chili, literally, over in England, they put baked beans on their potatoes. I mean, you can literally do whatever you want, and that's what made this so popular, was because it allowed cooks to feed all of these workers, and then allowed them to customize the potato to their very own taste. And that's kind of where the loaded baked potato kind of changed from, because, you know, you can change the flavors so it doesn't become as monotonous. And it has a really big tie to U.S. history. So I think just the all-around historic factor of the baked potato being something that was cost-effective but now it's also a staple in fancy steakhouses and could be a staple at your family barbecue. I mean, you really could see there's baked potatoes on every menu across the globe. Wendy's has a baked potato, and it's also a healthier option than a potato salad that may have a bunch of mayo and creamies and bleh. But you can kind of dictate what you put in there. Even though it is starch, obviously that's not always the greatest thing to consume, but you can pick and choose at your level and your liking, and it's relatively easy to cook. So
may I say,
that's my argument.
May I just say that one of the unforeseen aspects of the food fight is how historically educational it has become. I mean, it's not just you're throwing potatoes at each other. It's like, I did my research, and down in Peru, they got a lot of these potatoes, and, you know. But seriously, well, not seriously, but, you know, it is. It's good.
I was doing research in the studio, and somebody walked in and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking up the history of the baked potato. And they said, are you serious? And I said, yep. And then they walked away.
Yes, because who would want to join you in that? Right. So the potato salad, we have boiled potatoes, mayonnaise or a vinegar-based dressing, mustard, hard-boiled eggs, celery and onions for crunch, pickles or relish, salt, pepper, sometimes paprika. Paprika, there's the American creamy style, which is mayo-based and slightly sweet and tangy. That's what my mom made. Then you got the German one, which is warm. I saw that and I'm like, I don't think I've ever had German potato salad. And after reading
really?
About it, I don't think I'm going to.
No, it's so good. I really like it. Yeah. It is a shock to the system because when you hear potato salad, like you said, you think cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hot summer day barbecue, cold potato salad, you know?
That would be my usual equation, yeah. There's also a French style, which has olive oil, herbs, and mustard, and no mayonnaise. And there's a Russian/Ukrainian version that has potatoes, peas, carrots, eggs, and sometimes meat, all bound with mayo. And potato salad. Potato salad traces back to Europe. After potatoes spread from South America, see, there you go,
Peru, wow.
Right. In the 1500s, versions resemble today's dishes started appearing in Germany and nearby regions. German immigrants brought their recipes to the United States, where the creamy mayo-based version eventually became the standard. And more of this food fight continues next on 720 WGN.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And Ashley in the food fight tonight is German potato salad versus potato salad. And here's the portion of the food fight where I bring on the media, the tunes, the unexpected and yet entertaining. And tonight, I am loaded for bear.
And you may not pass until you answer the following question. Name something you take on a picnic.
A blanket.
Potato salad.
Yeah, again.
Wow. Did Lewis?
We're going to go with potato salad.
Show me potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, yeah,
ooh. Who made the potato salad?
Who made the potato salad?
Not you, right? Lord, please don't let it be her again.
Who made the potato salad? Lord, not her again.
Oh, trying to get
that was beautiful.
Wasn't it? Oh, really? Well,
I was not expecting that.
Now, for the first time, how do I put this? Okay. I'll just take care of it this way. You've heard of this?
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
You know that one?
Of course.
Okay. Here he is doing a song about baked potatoes.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. If
If you want to know what is wrong from right, you must listen to what potatoes say. Keep some distance, make some space. Thank you, baked potato. Remember not to touch your face. Thank you, baked potato. If you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potatoes say.
I gotta say, production values off the charts on tonight's food fight, whatever you want to call it, music portion. Don't you think?
That was Rick Astley?
Yeah.
No way. Before yes, or after?
Oh, I think after.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
I don't think anybody would hear that and go, hey, you know what? You are going to be a big star.
Hey, you never know.
No, you don't.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? There were tons of songs about potato salad. Really? I wouldn't be pulling your leg at all.
No, I mean, I will say I saw there was it's a weird Al Yankovic
yes,
song
that's
about
right.
Spud,
yeah.
Hot right. Potato from the Wiggles.
Right, but that's just, those are about potatoes in general. Those right.
The fact that we have potato salad and
yes,
the
that's
baked
right.
potatoes.
We have narrowed it down. We are very specific in our potato genre, if you will. So every fight needs a winner and a loser. So Jack, what do we got?
A baked potato winner.
Ooh, I'm shocked. Actually, I am.
I'm
shocked.
Not
56%.
56%. There you go. See. But don't feel bad. That's not like, you know, it's not that lopsided. It's just slightly more than half.
Slightly. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So enough of that. There goes the potatoes. There goes the baked potato. There goes the potato salad. And now we must decide what we're going to do next week. And I have no idea.
Well, I have a couple. So next Monday is actually National Fresh Tomato Day.
Oh!
So we could do something with tomatoes. You know, like we could do, like sometimes when you go to a restaurant, they have like a stuffed tomato or they have a stuffed avocado.
Oh, yeah. It's like, the tomato has been almost like cut into like a, with petals. It's not petals, but they put a chicken salad or tuna salad in the middle.
Yeah.
Or cottage cheese.
And,
you know, it's usually in the, what's the term they use on the menus? It's the,
it's like the low carb section.
It's the light, section.
Yeah.
If you're fat, order this section. That's what they call
it. They make it so obvious. There's like flashing lights.
Yeah.
Hey, are you fat? Down here. Don't look at the greasy food up there.
So what are we going to do with the tomatoes?
Well, we could do that. Or the other idea I had is that is also Easter Monday. So we have like Cadbury eggs, lamb cakes, peeps, things like that, too, that are kind of more
Are you pro-peep or anti-peep?
I'm pro-peep. And I know I'm alone. There's very few. You're with it, too?
Well, I mean, I like... I'm not against them, but I wouldn't go out of my way to buy them if I had to buy one particular item for Easter. It would not be a peep.
I bought peeps this year already. I've had several peeps.
Well, you know, people do a lot of things with their peeps.
They
chop their heads off. Don't they chop their heads off and, burn them at the stake and things that.
That's the meaning of Easter. It's part of.
I never thought of that. Roundabout way. Whoops. Okay. So what do you want to do? What are we doing for Easter? It's not really coming to me. I'm not getting any inspiration.
Yeah. No, I get that. I feel like we could go with the tomato route because.
Is there anything?
I feel like a stuffed tomato or like.
Is there anything there's nothing like an Easter tomato.
No. They don't make an Easter tomato
they don't make an
cake.
Easter tomato. No. Well, I used to love Easter when I was a kid. We had neighbors, the Noltings, and he was a florist. And he would make these, for my brother and myself, he'd make these elaborate baskets, Easter baskets, and bring them over, and they were like chock full of good stuff. So
I love an Easter basket. My mom still gets me them.
That's good.
I get one too.
Well, yeah. I feel left out now.
We're going to send you an Easter basket.
Okay. Is there something we do with Easter baskets? No, I don't know.
I guess you could eat an Easter basket.
You know, they have fake, you know, at Christmas you can hit people like are tinsel or non-tinsel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but in Easter, though, they have the, you don't have fake grass or not fake grass in the, in the basket. Are you pro fake grass or are you anti fake grass in the basket? I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Man, sometimes these are hard to come up with because we're trying to keep them close, so it's a harder battle.
Well, and you know, people die. They die Easter eggs. People die Easter eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's something there.
There's something there.
Well, you know, we'll have to find out, and we can post it. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get there. We'll figure it out.
Or maybe it'll be something else. Maybe I'll go. I'll go look at tomatoes or whatever. It'll be there. Have no fear. By the time we do this next week, all will be well. All right.
We'll have a battle to commence.
Indeed. All right. I'll talk to you. Thanks.
Yes, you will. Bye.
Bye.